Recorded Books presents The Shortest Boss in the Room by Zaniah Williams. Narrated by Lynette R. Freeman. Chapter 1.
Piper, I need you to get creating, young lady.
Mrs. Scott, our art teacher, pushed her sliding glasses back up and eyed one of the most popular students at A.J. Stanley Elementary.
I'm not in the mood. Besides, this activity is boring.
I gasped, and my eyebrows nearly jumped out of my head. I stopped drawing, along with a few others, just in time to witness Piper serve Mrs. Scott the look. Piper could take down some of the most vicious bullies with her red-haired ponytail, cinnamon freckles, and Grinch-like green eyes, including Wes Bevins, the biggest bully on Earth. Piper once made Wes cry crocodile tears in the hallway in front of everyone. She never even said a word. So if her look could cure bullying, someone whose classroom always smelled like fresh-baked banana nut muffins or sweet potato pie didn't stand a chance. Mrs. Scott's forehead wrinkled as she walked over to Piper. I'm sure once she invaded Piper's personal space, she could smell the sweet and sour combination of apple and watermelon Jolly Rancher candies swirling in the air. I sure did.
Piper, you know the rule. Once we are in our creative circle, everyone must participate.
I remained frozen, as if Mrs. Scott were speaking to me. Piper didn't flinch or even blink, for that matter. She continued to stare in Mrs. Scott's direction, obviously not worried one bit at how her behavior could land her in trouble. I couldn't put my finger on it, but something was definitely off with my bestie. What did she mean she wasn't in the mood for art? She lived for it. Piper loved Mrs. Scott's class, and Mrs. Scott loved Piper and her unique talents. It was Piper's creative brilliance that landed our classroom in the Best Dressed Hall of Door Fame contest last month. Thanks to her, we earned a pajama jam pizza party. Not to mention the bragging rights of the entire fourth grade pod, making us officially the walking billboards for hashtag pop art. I scanned the room and waited along with the rest of the class to see what would happen next. I didn't want to see Piper in time out. I had to save my best friend, fast. Before the words could crawl out of my throat, I unleashed a flame-spitting dragon sneeze, the kind that sounds like a cough and a sneeze rolled into one. My hands flew to my face in record time.
Bless you, Zaria,
Haley called out from the other side of the room.
Thank you,
I replied. I was so sure that it was going to be a snot-flying mess. My breathing returned to normal once I saw that my hands were still nice and dry. Even my allergies were irritated by Piper.
Piper, please draw something like Mrs. Scott asked. Why are you being so difficult today?
That I am beyond annoyed voice belonged to my other best friend, Cassidy Simpson, the third member of our three-way squad. I could see that Cassidy was really into whatever she was creating. She never looked up from her paper. Her new braided hairstyle had a few ropes of turquoise and rose pink, which were neatly wrapped in an updo bun. Out of the sprinkle of brown-skinned girls in our entire school, it was my fashion geek BFF who always made it a point to flex in her complexion any chance given, from her versatile hairstyles to her multicolored nails. And although Cassidy was a tad shorter than Piper and me, she carried a lot of spirit for a girl who stood 4'5" in those Chuck Taylors that she wore faithfully. She practically owned every color in the Converse collection to coordinate with her glam and glitzy outfits. Today, she wore the rose gold pair, which matched the shirt underneath her denim overalls.
Yeah, Piper, why are you acting brand new? Follow the rules, period.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?